It's back, Norwell Summerfest, and it is a blast. This is the fourth one. It's scheduled for June 11th, which is a Saturday, 1 to 7 p.m. And right here we've got one of the key organizers, Kristen Jervy. Thanks so much for joining us again.
Thanks for having me.
It's been a couple of years. And Art Joseph of Joseph's Garage, one of our longtime sponsors, and you are a big longtime sponsor of so many civic and philanthropic endeavors, and you are, I believe, a platinum sponsor of Summerfest, something you believe in. Yep. How come you got involved?
Well, I mean, it takes place in my front yard, so that was kind of an easy, no-brainer decision to make. But I think it's important to bring the town together, and that's what something on a size of this, a Summerfest, does. And even now, with the delay since the last one and coming out of COVID, just seeing over the last few weeks in various places how much people are enjoying seeing each other again, mm-hmm. it was definitely no brainer to go again this year as a big time sponsor.
It's amazing, and I know Kristen, you're busy. This is like planning like a massive wedding, and you seem to be able to pull this all together. Tell me a little bit about some of the attractions. I know in the past there's been live music, you've had kids attractions, you've had stages. Same thing going on this year?
Same thing. This year we have three stages. With several live music bands going throughout the day. We have food trucks, we have two beer gardens, artisans, and vendors for shopping, and several kids attractions.
What do the kids do? Do they have like little, is it kiddie rides? What kind of kids attractions?
So we have, they're more like inflatable rides. We have like a jump off. In the past we've had like a Euro bungee. We have someone doing henna, face tattoos, balloon artist. So really, we try to have something for kids and adults of all ages.
That's great. I know I've heard some good things about, you've got terrific food, lots of things to eat. Tell me about some of the food that you're going to have there at Summerfest in Norwell.
So we have a lot of food options this year. We, in addition to Door Knock Dinner, Tinker's Son, Blue Moon Pizza, Bo Tess, they do lobster rolls, we have brought in a few food trucks as well. So we'll have like the Lolly Jolly Waffle, perfectly flavored food truck, the South Shore Taco Guy, and we have someone selling cannolis. So we just have a lot of variety of Hunster Farm. I'll be there with ice cream. So we have a lot of options for kids and adults to come sit and eat and enjoy the events of the day.
What's your website and or Facebook page to let people know what the details are if they want to go back and check this out?
The website is norwellsummerfest.com, mm-hmm. And the Facebook page is also Norwell Summerfest.
It is wonderful. Now, volunteers and sponsors, usually when you run a big event like this, you need both. Are you still looking for volunteers to help out?
Yes, we do need some day of volunteers. It does take about 70 volunteers the day of, mm-hmm. To help run this event. We
what
have
would they
short
do?
Shifts.
What would
shifts,
they do?
Excuse me. So we have, in when you set up, we have artisans that pull in. So we would need help coordinating, advising people where to go, where to park. Everything's written down, so we have clear directions. So we just need people to facilitate that.
And what's a commitment? Is it all day? Is it a couple of hours?
It's a few hours, hour to maybe two at most.
Okay, so it sounds like something very good. And now, I know you're also looking for sponsors, and I know that Art, a lot of the local businesses have stepped up. I think you probably want to encourage more people to step up too, and there's also a way to buy a button. Tell me a little bit about the button.
Well, any event like this can always use sponsors, even right up until the day of. It's important, though, for a sponsor to get in touch with Kristen and her team early if they want to be represented on any of the swag bags, mm-hmm. or some of the signage, depending on the level that's comfortable. But she's done a really great job this year. A lot of new sponsors have come out that haven't been there. As I said earlier, I think it's important for the town to do it. Another way Kristen and her team got the town involved is by doing a button campaign, so families can buy buttons to support Summerfest, and that just shows get the lower level dollars in. No one has to be a multi-$1,000 sponsor. Mm-hmm. They can buy a family full of buttons, five buttons for $25, and wear them around to show that they support us.
That's a terrific thing to do. Now, if somebody wants to be one of, say, like your platinum sponsors, and they want to get maybe their name or their business logo, I know that they can't do that at the very last minute and expect their name to be printed on something. What date are you encouraging them for that? Because the event's June 11th.
The event's June 11th, and we have to finalize all of our banners, T-shirts, so forth, by May 15th.
Okay, so and it's norwellsummerfest@gmail.com
Yes.
to get in touch with somebody. I know
Yes.
you're good about returning phone calls. Now, let's say you've got a family, and they get in their minivan or their SUV, and they've got their three little kids, and they want to come to Summerfest. They're, first, they're thinking, where am I going to park? Kristen, where are they going to park? How are they going to get there?
They're going to park at the Vinyl Elementary School on Old Oak and Bucket in Norwell, and at the Norwell Middle School, which is also on Main Street. And we have shuttle buses running continuously from 1 to 7 that will bring your family into Norwell Center.
And what does I remember from the last time you did it, they really were like every, people were not waiting a long time. Okay, let's say you have an older relative, might not be able to get around so well and might need to get into a handicap space. How can they get to Summerfest?
We have handicap parking at Cushing Hall, and we just ask that you show your handicap placard and you'd be allowed to park there. Additionally, if you have transportation challenges in our handicap, we will coordinate with the Norwell Council on Aging to do a transport to mm-hmm. the event. And you just have to, again, email us at that norwellsummerfest@gmail.com.
When you talk to people after they've been to Summerfest, it seems like everybody's got a smile on their face. They're psyched because I know you have other little booths set up, different people to visit, and you've got some cool shopping. Good way to get started early on your Christmas and holiday shopping. It sounds like, I bet you guys are probably doing some shopping there, too.
Yes, yes. We are all shopping. We have a really small but strong team, mm-hmm. and we work together really well. And this is, for most of us, this is the fourth time that we've been putting on Summerfest. So we have a lot of repeat vendors, a lot of new exciting vendors. We try to support Norwell-based businesses and Norwell vendors because it is, you know, for Norwell. But we do love the shopping.
And it's Saturday, June 11th, yes. 1 to 7 p.m. Is there anything I haven't asked you that you want to share with our listeners about Norwell Summerfest?
Just that we're really appreciative of all the volunteers. It is a full-time job to run this event, and all of our sponsors and our repeat sponsors, and the support that we get from Art and Joseph's and the businesses in the center and the community. We couldn't have this event without that support.
Oh, we know it's a blast. We hear that. And Art, thanks for you for sponsoring. You're so involved in so many local things. What's your favorite part about Summerfest?
This year, I am really looking forward to when Kristen gets to announce the music schedule in a couple of weeks. I think we're going to have some really good bands on those stages, and that's what I'm looking forward to the most.
Okay, you know, we'll check back with you. We'll find out who the music is, because we do a lot here with live and local music, and we'll find out what's happening. And again, your best contact information, Kristen.
You can reach us at norwellsummerfest@gmail.com.
That sounds great. And again, that's Saturday, June 11th, and that is from 1 to 7 p.m. We're going to put this up on our website so people can check back, and we'll check back with you beforehand, and we'll let people know what some of this live music is. But sounds like you're off to a tremendous start. Norwell Summerfest, always a blast.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kristen Jervey. Thank you, Art Joseph.
Thank you, Christine.
I'm Christine James, sending it back to Dan McCready right here on 95.9 WATD.